وما أرسلوا عليهم حافظين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون الله أكبر الله أكبر بل الذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يوعون فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون الله
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek help from Him, we ask forgiveness from Him, we repent to Him, and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his servant and his messenger. In previous speech we talked about the miracles that occurred during the immigration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina, starting from the moment that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded from his home out, while the young men from Quraysh and other tribes standing outside the door, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them blind, and even while he's moving out, and even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put dust in the top of their head. And then moving out with his companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq to Ghar al-Thawr. And even while they were in Ghar al-Thawr, the Quraysh disbelievers, and they were looking for him, and they were just right outside the cave. And even Abu Jahl himself, He said, I swear that Muhammad can hear us, but we cannot see him because of his magic. And the Umayyah ibn Khalaf, when someone said that let's look inside the cave. But Umayyah ibn Khalaf said, what do you think that this whip around and even the dove around and nobody went inside this cave for years? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion hearing them, and even Abu Bakr was weeping, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Abu Bakr, why you weep? He said, I am not afraid about myself. I'm afraid about you, because I myself one person, but for you, this is the future of the message of Islam in you. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, what you think of two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the third. So do not think that we are alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. So they move out from the cave, and you know that I mentioned last time about the miracles of Ma'bad, that when the Prophet was able to milk the sheep, the weak sheep that even did not have any milk at all. And moving on to this morning, inshallah, we're going to talk about another miracle that happened along the way. That was Suraqah ibn Ma'bad, Suraqah ibn Malik. Suraqah ibn Malik, when he was sitting in a general sitting with his tribe, a messenger from Quraysh came to offer 100 camels for whoever will bring Muhammad and his companion back, dead or alive. So Suraqah heard that news and he put that in his mind. And someone said, I swear I saw three people walking and they must be Muhammad and his companions. But Suraqah said, no, they are not Muhammad. They were such and such people. They were looking for their camels that lost in the desert. And Suraqah waited for a while and then he came out without anybody notice and he went home and asked his servant to take his horse out and put it in a way that nobody can recognize. And ask also his servant to take his weapons and his sword out nearby. And Suraqah ibn Malik was known very well that he knows how to trace the foot. And he's very well in the desert moving. And he took himself and went to look for Muhammad and his companion. And he recognized him and he found him. But as he approached them, his horse front foot was fall into the ground. And he was surprised because his horse was one of the genius horses and that was shocking for him. So he went down and came back again and he proceeded to get closer. But again, the horse will front foot will fall into the ground and will stick like with iron sticking in the and the horse would not move at all. Then Suraqah realized that this Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions are protected, and he called him and asked him for help for a prayer for his horse to get his foot out, and he's not going to hurt them. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for him for his horse foot to be released, and then again he thought about that 100 camels that he's coming here for. He tried one more time. And then that following time, the horse front foot went even deeper in the ground and stick like would not move at all. Then he realized that that is losing game for him to try to hurt the Prophet and his companion. He told the Prophet, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm asking you for your help for my horse to come out. And I promise you, I'm going to hide in you. And even I'm offering you all my food that I have and all my weapons. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, we do not need your food or your weapons, we just need you to hide on us. Then Suraqah told the Prophet, what is it for me? I know that your mother is going to come and you're going to be, you know that you're the Prophet, so can you write something for me as a promise? Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Abu Bakr to write that promise for him for peace and safety. And he, as he walking back, he told him, Prophet Muhammad told him that how about if you, the crown of Kisra going to be for you to wear? And here is the Prophet Muhammad moving out, escaping even by himself, and he's promising Suraqah that he's going to wear the crown of Kisra. And Suraqah told him, Kisra ibn Hormuz? He said, yes, Kisra ibn Hormuz. Kisra was, he was like the superpower at that time. And then he said that I'm going to hide on you. And he went back and he found the other people started looking for the Prophet to seek that 100 camels. So Suraqah told them, don't try it. You know how skillful I am, and I failed. I went all over, I didn't find him. So Suraqah started to hide in the Prophet and his companion until he realized that the Prophet went to Medina, that he is safe there. And then he started telling everybody about his experience with the Prophet and about the experience with the front foot of the horse and everywhere. No, and until even the Quraysh knew about it. And Abu Jahl sent warning for the tribe of Suraqah to stop him, because he was afraid, Abu Jahl was afraid that the people in Mecca are going to start becoming Muslims because of that miracle. And when he sent that, of course, this communication between Abu Jahl and the tribe of Suraqah was in point. He told him, Bani Madlij, inni akhafu safihukum Suraqata mustaghun li nasr Muhammad. عليكم به ألا يفرق جمعكم فيصبح شتى بعد عز وسؤدد. So this is a message from Abu Jahl to put pressure in Suraqah to stop talking about this miracle, and told the tribe to keep their prestige by keeping Suraqah silent about this. So Suraqah responded back to the warning of Abu Jahl, and he told him, أبا حكم والله لو كنت شاهدا لأمر جوادي إذ تسوغ قوائمه علمت ولم تشك بأن محمدا رسول وبرهان فمن ذا يقومه عليك فكف القوم عنه فإنني أرى أمره يوما ستبدو معالمه بأمر تود تسود الناس فيه بأسرهم بأن جميع الناس طرا مسالمه. This response of Suraqah told him, Abu Jahl, you should keep these people away from Muhammad. You know that he is going to is the Prophet, and you know his matter going to appear, and so if you know what happened to my horse, you will not say anything about that. So now Suraqah went out to seek 100 camels, and he came back to protect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to keep the people away from him. So now when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam proceeded to Medina, and after the time after Abu Bakr, and even during the time of Umar ibn Khattab, when the Muslims proceeded with the message of Islam, even outside the borders of the Arabia, and they realized that the Persians not going to leave them alone, so after the famous battle called Al-Qadisiyah, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas went even to the capital of Persia, which is Al-Madain, and he captured the crown of Kisra after Kisra escaped, and he sent that crown back to Medina to Umar ibn al-Khattab. And when Umar ibn al-Khattab received that crown, and he called for Suraqah, and he told him, now it's the time to fulfill the promise that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised you. And he put the crown of Kisra on Suraqah, and he told him, Alhamdulillah, that he took the crown of Kisra and put it in the head of Bedouin Suraqah. And he went around in Medina and he stating the same things, Alhamdulillah, that Allah took the crown of Kisra and put it in the top of head of Suraqah and fulfilled the promise of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. Inshallah, next time we'll continue with the immigration of the Prophet to Medina. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله.